This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Coming from the Crime Prevention Research Center, we're joined now by Dr. John Lott, fresh off his time with the Trump administration. How's it going, sir?
Doing great. Good to talk to you again.
Yes, sir. You actually hooked up with a gentleman out of England. And you were talking about looking at the deep state and talking about how gun control hurts normal citizens. Did you reach a consensus with him? Does he think in these same terms as you do?
Well, if it's who I think you're referring to from the London Center.
Yes, sir.
I mean, he's a pretty conservative guy there. It's pretty clear to me that if you make it costly for people to be able to have guns, it's going to be relatively poorer individuals that you're going to be pricing out of the option to be able to go and protect themselves. In my research, as we've talked about before, if it convinces me of anything, it's the people who are most likely victims of violent crime who benefit the most from having the option to be able to go and protect themselves. And that's overwhelmingly poor blacks who live in high-crime urban areas. I mean, it'd be great if the police were there all the time to protect people, but the police themselves understand, even though they are extremely important, that they virtually always arrive on the crime scene after the crime's occurred. And the question is, what's the safest course of action for people to take when they're having to confront a criminal by themselves? And having a gun is the most effective way. But the thing is, if you put all these costs on it, you know, you look at the fees and training requirements for concealed handgun permits. A place like Illinois, which is controlled by Democrats, it costs about $450 to go through the process. They make it so that you can't take even a permanent concealed handgun on public transportation. You can't get training within Chicago. So if you're a poor black who lives in Chicago and you don't have a car, you have to figure out some way to go and borrow somebody's car on 2 or 3 or 4 days in order to go and get the training that's going to be required. And you're going to have to shell out $450. We're not even talking about the price of the gun. And that's not even all the fees that you have to pay. And so, who do they think they're stopping? So you compare, let's say, a state like Illinois to Indiana. Indiana has about a little bit over 20% of the adult population has a concealed handgun permit. In Illinois, it's just over 3%. It doesn't take rocket science to realize that if you make it more costly, fewer people are going to get permits. And in Illinois, the cost of a 5-year permit is $0 now, and they're moving to constitutional carry, so you may not even need a permit for that. And so, in Illinois, not only do you have very few people with permits, but it's basically white males who live in the suburbs, and that's great. I'm glad that they have protection. But they're not the ones who are most likely victims of violent crime. In Indiana, You have a much, much more diverse population with concealed handgun permits, and it's the type of people who are more likely to be harmed by violent crime who have proportionately more permits.
One of the things I guess you guys talk about, because it doesn't show the give details to it, is the inefficiency of government-required background checks. Now, I know that in the United States, I know that there's some entities that don't actually report to the NICS. How widespread is that?
Well, I don't think that's the main problem. The main problem that you have is the false positive problem. We're going to be hearing over the coming weeks and months that there have been 3.5 million dangerous, prohibited people that have been stopped from buying guns because of background checks, and that's
right.
Simply false. You have what they should say is you've been had 3.5 million initial denials, and something around 99%+ of that are mistakes. I mean, it's one thing to stop a felon from buying a gun. It's another thing to stop somebody simply because they have a name similar to a felon from buying a gun. And it's overwhelmingly minorities that are disproportionately stopped. People have names similar to others in their racial groups. Hispanics have names similar to other Hispanics. Blacks tend to have names similar to other blacks. 34% of black males in the United States are legally prohibited from owning a gun because of past criminal history. Well, whose names are their names most likely to be confused with? Other law-abiding, good black males who want to go and buy a gun to protect themselves and their family. So, I mean, even if there is a mistake someplace in terms of names not being in the system, if you throw more names in, if you don't fix the false positive problem that's there, you're just going to primarily create more false positives. And there's a simple way to fix it, but gun control advocates will fight you tooth and nail against trying to fix it. I've been pointing this out for 20 years. All you have to do is require that the federal government has to follow the same rules for doing background checks that the federal government insists that private companies do when they do background checks on employees. If private companies had an error rate that was 100th the error rate that the federal government has, they'd be sued out of existence under federal law.
Yeah.
And there's no reason why that should be the case. I mean, it's just, you just have to use all the information. So, you know, you go and fill out the 4473. And you put down your name, your Social Security number, your address, your birthday, your race, your eye color, and you think they're using all that information. But what they overwhelmingly use is roughly phonetically similar names and similar birthdays. They usually don't even use the middle name or middle initial that's there. And, you know, it's just crazy. I mean, if you go up to a Democrat and say, you know, I think companies to use roughly phonetically similar names and similar birthdays when they go and do background checks for employees, they will tell you you're crazy. And they'll tell you why, and that will be that there'll be lots of mistakes, and it will primarily be minorities that will be harmed from that. You know, and I've broached discussions with them by just not starting with the NICS system, but by starting with private employers doing background checks. And I say, yeah, you know, that's a good point. That's right. And, you know, maybe we should take the same type of reasoning and apply it to the NICS system. And if they know anything, you kind of get either a deer in the headlights look or they kind of refuse to talk to you anymore about it.
Hang on
but
a moment right there.
Really
we're coming up on the break. Crimeresearch.org, if you go to the book section, at the top of the book section is Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. I think you told me that was your best book.
I think it's a good book for people to get a good overview of these things.
There you go. Crimeresearch.org. We'll be right back. We're talking to Dr. John Lott. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking to Dr. John Lott, most of this is coming from the crimeresearch.org website. You've been talking a lot about the media bias, how the situational dramas of the day are trying to make white nationalism a thing, mass shootings, machine guns, all that kind of stuff. They're trying to make accepted as the norm. Is that what you think they're trying to do?
I don't think they're trying to make it accepted. I think they're trying to convince people that there is somehow a surge, a massive wave of crime by white supremacists out there. So, I mean, I dislike racists of any type as much as anybody else. But the question is accuracy here. And in show after show, they have white supremacists using machine guns to go and engage in mass public shootings. And it's just not accurate in many different ways. I mean, one, I don't know of a single mass public shooting that's been done that involved a machine gun. I think they do that for effect to try to make people more scared of AR-15s. I mean, these shows, you know, everything from FBI to FBI Most Wanted to, Bull to, NCIS, LA, NCIS, they all have machine guns being used in attacks. They have white supremacists. They talk about ghost guns. They basically make it look like, to try to make it as scary of a problem as they can. And I know they're working with the different gun control groups, and I suspect what's happened, because if you can see op-eds in the Washington Post and other places where Bloomberg's groups have been pushing out the claim that we're facing an epidemic of violence by white supremacists, and that guns are the white supremacists' favorite weapon to use against people. I think they probably poll tested some things and found that seemed to be a particularly effective message to get across to people to get them to support the types of gun control regulations that they want. But, you know, that's not the only thing in these shows. You'll find Magnum PI having a recent episode where a young child gets a hold of a gun and shoots his brother, a 12-year-old shooting a 10-year-old. You have a case every time where people have guns privately owned, something goes wrong. Either the gun's stolen and then used in a crime, or it's used to shoot somebody accidentally in the household, or it's almost shoot somebody in the household, but you will search in vain for successful defensive gun uses. If you watch entertainment television, you would think that no one ever successfully uses a gun to defend themselves or their families, that it's often a disaster. I mean, you had the FBI Most Wanted recently had a show where the father had locked up his gun, and his daughter had gotten it and used it in a mass public shooting. And when the FBI came to ask him questions, he said, I had it here in order to protect my family. And you often hear that in these discussions. You'll have the person that owned the gun said, we had it for protection. And the theme is you get this gun for protection and bad things will happen. You'll get killed, or somebody you know will get killed or be used in a crime, but never actually used for the purpose that they say that they got it for. And it's just, I mean, it's to say it's heavy-handed is an understatement. CBS really seems to be going out of its way on this. I mean, you can't, all the crime shows on CBS are using machine guns in different cases, and very frequently, SWAT has white supremacists all over the place in a number of episodes. And again, they've have machine guns and they're practicing for mass public shootings. And it's, you know, if you believe that these shows in any way actually reflect reality, it would be very scary.
Yeah.
I also see where you you also point out Blacklist, which is another crime drama that's out there, where they, I guess they're using machine guns on that as well, fully automatic weapons and everything. The
NBC has shows that do that. Chicago PD just had an episode recently where machine guns were fired something like about four times in the episode. They identified them as assault weapons and talked about the particularly deadly .223 ammunition that was being used. And, you know, it's just crazy stuff. I mean, you would think that 223 ammunition was by far the deadliest rifle ammunition that's out there. People would have no clue that most states ban rifles that use 223 to shoot deer because of the concern that they'll be more likely to wound rather than kill the deer.
Well, yeah, that was the whole reason we moved to that in the military. With using that round, if we actually shot an enemy combatant and didn't kill him, the reckoning was we took seven people out of the fight because it took seven people to take care of that one that we put down.
Right. I mean, there were multiple reasons that they switched. One was what you said. Also, you could carry more rounds, too.
Yep. Weight.
Ammunition is heavy.
Yep.
And also, you have more control when you're shooting because you don't have the recoil. And if you're going to fire multiple rounds right away, it's one reason why they also limit it to burst mode.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to keep the gun on target.
Let me get you held up right there. We're coming up on the next break. Crimeresearch.org is where this is at. If you were to go to their front page and look at this, they're going to. Now, one thing you can do is you can sign up and get his newsletter and stay in the know, stay in the latest stuff and everything else. To the left of the page, you find there's four that you can type. There's four topics you can click on that are seminal as far as, you know, if you're out there trying to quote statistics, there's the statistics right there for you. We'll be right back talking to Dr. John Lott. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate will take up a close to $2 trillion stimulus bill this week after passage by the House early Saturday.
Comprehensive legislation that will help us crush the virus, recover our economy, and get life back to normal.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York opening the Senate on Monday. Many, if not all, Republicans are a no vote on the new bill. Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, saying,
one reason I think Joe Biden thinks there's no time to waste is that Democrats can see cases have plummeted since early January. They can see that we now have three effective vaccines and vaccination rates are surging. So I think they're worried they won't have the coronavirus as an excuse to pay off all of their clients and patrons in a $1.9 trillion blowout bill.
President Biden spending part of his Monday meeting virtually with the President of Mexico. This is USA Radio News. A 15-year-old boy in Arkansas has lost his fight to survive after being shot at a school. He was airlifted to a hospital this morning and later died. Police say another 15-year-old student targeted him during a class break and then took off. The suspect was tracked by dogs 30 minutes later. He apparently was still armed but surrendered peacefully. Prosecutors will decide whether to charge him as an adult or child within the next 48 hours. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the new administration is working overtime to fix the U.S. immigration system. Mayorkas also pushes back on the theory that there's a crisis at the border.
I have explained that quite clearly. We are challenged at the border. The men and women of the Department of Homeland Security are meeting that challenge.
The Dow giving a thumbs up to the first day of March, gaining 603 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dr. John Lott, and I want to go off of the crime research site just for a second. I saw where some of these people that were going to President Biden, President Asterisk Biden, from the black community, they were asking and wanting to actually see something happen in this 51% of the counties that you talk about where, you know, 51%, or excuse me, the 2% of the counties where 51% of all the crime occurs, where they're wanting to try to solve that, which, is that actually correct? I mean, how would they actually solve that in these areas where they've just let the Democrats just let it devolve?
Right. Well, I mean, it's not a difficult problem in the sense that the way you reduce crime is that you make it riskier for criminals to go and commit crime. You do that by having higher arrest rates, higher conviction rates, longer prison sentences. You know, this last year we saw the opposite. We saw jails and prisons across the country releasing, you know, someplace between a quarter to more than half the inmates that they had. We had police being ordered to stand down, not to do their job. You had prosecutors, many George Soros-backed prosecutors in places like St. Louis and Chicago and Los Angeles and Portland and other places refusing to prosecute criminals who had been, you know, the few criminals who had been arrested, the most serious ones that were there. Instead, you know, prosecutors like the one in St. Louis tried to go after the one couple that try to defend their home when you had rioters breaking through the gate at the community there and then going under their property and threatening to burn down the place. So, this is after they've been watching weeks of violence in the rest of St. Louis and destruction of their city. You know, the thing is, who do these people think are harmed by this destruction and these riots? It's primarily heavily black portions of these cities which are being destroyed. That means you have businesses in those areas that are closing down. Those were the businesses, many of them were owned by blacks. Many of them, they primarily employed blacks. It's where blacks went to go and shop. And you destroy that, you destroy the value of their homes if they owned a home in the area. And you make their life a lot more difficult. You destroy their jobs. There's a Time magazine piece recently which was pretty shocking, which talked about how the Democrats had planned these types of riots as a way of making it, hurting Trump and making it more likely that he would lose the election by creating all that chaos that was there. And, maybe that helped. But the real victims of this are the people that the Democrats claim, at least publicly claim, that they care about and want to help. And yet they're destroying their jobs. They're destroying the places where they live. They're destroying where they go and shop.
You went to school in Chicago, right?
No. I mean, I had a position at the University of Chicago.
I was in
the business school, and then I was in the law school for five years.
Explain this for me, if you can. I don't know. I don't know the answer to this. Despite all of this demonstrated incompetence and the way they let poor black people, these inner city youths and everything, they got no family, they got no education, they got no economic opportunity, and yet these people keep getting put in office over and over again. I mean, I think I read somewhere that the last time Chicago had a Republican mayor, it was 1931. Am I right about that? I'm not sure.
I don't know the exact date.
I don't either.
It seems plausible. It seems strange to me. You look at the public schools in a place like Chicago, and you have a very simple question. If you're a politician there, do you go and protect the teachers' unions, or do you go and try to protect the students? And the politicians there very clearly want to, at least in my view, want to go and protect the union. But at the cost of protecting the unions is that and making it so that they don't have to work hard and they don't have to educate the students well, is that you're producing generation after generation of young people who aren't going to be able to function well, aren't going to be able to go and get good high paying jobs. To me, it's a crime. And the notion of competition in something like education seems like a no-brainer. I mean, would we want the government to produce cars? Would we want the government to be the sole producer of computers? Do we really think that that would give us the best products? I assume not. And we have a very clear understanding why, and that is companies fighting against each other to try to produce the best products at the lowest cost for customers, do a better job. And yet, unfortunately, Democrats across the board, whether it be health insurance, they want to have the government control health insurance, or education. Biden campaigned to try to eliminate not just vouchers, but also eliminate charter schools, which are basically public schools that can compete against each other. That I don't understand that. Why would you want to make it so that there's no competition between the schools? How can you think, even public schools competing against each other? you know, why would anybody think that that would produce the best outcome?
I don't know. I don't know. I just think about Einstein. I guess it was Einstein. Doing the same thing over and over again is insanity if you expect the same, if you keep getting the same result, but you expect a different result. I think I'm attributing that quote correctly.
Right.
Anyway, I just find that interesting simply because it, you make a very definite point that most of these killings that occur in concentrated areas. They're not just random. They're not just happening all over the place. And you also point out there's lots of places that never have any murders. And I understand the I understand the politician part of it, because the politicians are going to do the least amount they can get away with. But on the other hand, I don't understand the voting part of it, where they keep doing that over and over and over again.
Well, I mean, I guess they've convinced people that the Republicans are racist and they don't care about them and that they will hurt them. And,
that's an interesting premise. We're coming up on the next break. I want to ask you about this when we get back. So you just brought up a very interesting thing. Now, for everybody out there, if you go to crimeresearch.org, you can find the books. You can sign up to get in the newsletter. I've gotten into the newsletter. I get emails from Dr. Lott on a regular basis. I just subscribed to something else as far as what's going on there. You should too, just simply because the information is empowering. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We've been talking to Dr. John Lott, and we talked about something earlier where they're depicting everybody in TV. The various networks are depicting white supremacists. Do you think that's... Does this go along when you were just now talking about how these people get reelected over and over again? Is this part and parcel of trying to convince people that Republicans are racist?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it kind of fits in with people who might watch these types of shows. You know, if you're a minority and you see that there's just this surge of white supremacy all over the place, I mean, I don't know anybody who fits this type of, you know, characterization. And I don't know if you do, but I suspect you don't. And, you know, it would be scary if I, as I said, if I believed that that was the case, if I thought, I mean, SWAT recently had a show where they were talking about how, you know, it's very likely that the doctor that you have or the banker or the lawyer or just people that are just walking around that you think are normal are actually you know, secretly white supremacists. And, you know, and that somehow they're plotting to go and kill minorities. You know, you look at the man, we have research on our website at crimeresearch.org. We look at all the mass public shootings since 1998. And what you find is that only about 5% of those attacks involve hate crimes. And you know, a couple of those are kind of left-wing loonies. You know, this is in the vast majority of people who engage in mass public shootings don't have any obvious political views. These are guys who want to commit suicide, and they want to go and do it in a way that'll get them attention. The next most common group are Islamic terrorists. But, you know, you're not going to see either of those groups. I guess they don't make interesting television shows. I mean, it's not clear, other than politics, why you wouldn't rule out Islamic terrorists. But, you know, they make about 9% of these shootings, but Muslims only make up less than 1% of the U.S. population. They make up about 0.8%. So, you know, they're 10 times more than their share of the population more likely to engage in mass public shootings. I mean, it's still a small percentage of the total. But you're not going to find any of these TV shows talking about them engaging in these attacks. You know, but white supremacists doing it are much, much rarer than they are.
Well, you know, one thing I've noticed is that one thing they do in television is they really feed into the whole political correctness thing, and it's very much about what's trendy. Like, they won't talk about cartels because that might not be trendy if we're allowing all of the illegal immigrants in. And, you know, Islamophobia if we're talking about Islamic terrorists and such. So, I guess when I look at what's happening, like, in Coca-Cola right now, the stuff that's happening at Coca-Cola where they want people to be less white, which I don't even know what that means. I don't know how that works. I mean... I didn't have a whole lot to do with my pigmentation. It sort of seems like now that's the low-hanging fruit because apparently being white is bad.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't, you know, if they believe that all whites or most whites are racist, I mean, a lot of these claims out there that if you're white, then you're inherently racist. I would like to believe that that's not the case. I don't see any evidence in my life that that's the case. But, you know, I think it's a way to divide the country. And unfortunately, I think it has some success.
You know, the thing about that, though, is I don't see that anywhere where I live. And I live in South Carolina. You know, I live where you would think this would be ground zero if there's actually that kind of thing happening. And there isn't. There isn't that kind of thing happening on a regular basis.
Well, I guess we're just not sensitive enough to observe it. I was just reading or listening, hearing earlier today that Loudoun County in Virginia, which is just outside of Washington, D.C., they're, I think, banning Dr. Seuss books because they're claiming that, you know, red fish, yellow fish, you know, whatever is racist.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. It just seemed like a bunch of kooky words that he kind of mixed together in different ways to make it fun for little kids to learn to read and learn colors and other things. But apparently there was a hidden meaning there that you and I just weren't sensitive enough to go and pick up.
I used to just think that the whole Dr. Seuss stuff, I just wondered how did he, my thing with him was if he didn't have a word to rhyme with it, he'd make one up. That was my thing with him, because I'd be like, how do you spell that? When that would get read to me as a young lad. But yeah, I've seen how they're going after Dr. Seuss. They're going after the Muppets too. I mean, nothing is off base here. How far do you think they can go with it, though? I mean, what happens now? Right now, they're also going after Gavin Newsom. They're going after Andrew Cuomo. Are these guys going to be sacrificed on the altar, you think, to political correctness, or what's going on with them?
Well, I mean, I guess I'd hope that they would have become issues before the November election. This often seems to be the case. The dirty laundry for Democrats seem to, you know, become topics that the media can discuss after they've left office or after the election, you know, as far away from the next election as possible.
Well, we'll see what goes on with that. I eagerly await to see how they consume each other on this one. I was thinking that those two guys were their big national hopes because they're not yet, you know, in their 90s and stuff like that, because most of the Democrats are pretty old and decrepit. But, you know, that's all beside the point. Well, let me ask you this. We only got a little bit of time. Are you glad to be out of Washington, D.C.?
Well, I mean, I guess I was really hoping Trump was going to get a second term. There was a lot that needed to be done, and unfortunately, Biden is undoing a lot of what Trump accomplished. And, you know, I look at things like this coronavirus relief bill that they want to call stimulus, and it's basically 90-some percent of it is just payoffs to different liberal groups. I mean, they want to bail out blue states for running up pension deficits. Well, you know, it's not really clear to me why your state like South Carolina or other states that have been financially responsible and haven't gone and promised workers, you know, large pensions that they didn't fund, you know, so they could have lower taxes or spend money on something else, why your state should have to go and bail them out. But it's a whole list of things. I mean, I guess there's like $360 billion of the money is going towards things like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's, I think it's unfortunate. The country is going to be a lot poorer than it would be otherwise.
We're running out of time, Dr. Lott. Thank you for taking the time to come and join me tonight. And I will get you that stuff that you like to get after you join me. So just out of gratitude for you joining me tonight. Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.